Welcome to another episode of the Rebel Talk Podcast with your host, Latasha Ledbetter. Hello, my beautiful and handsome listeners. Welcome to another episode of the Rebel Talk Podcast with your host, me, Latasha Ledbetter. Now, I hope you didn't think that I dropped off the face of the earth. I am so sorry to have left you all for so long. But I'm going to be transparent. So this episode is going to be a little different from the rest of them. This is going to be a real talk episode. Not that the rest of the previous ones weren't real, but this episode, I'm going to share some things with you. For the ones of you that may be struggling with some of the things that I'll be talking about tonight. So, to go on with the title of tonight's episode, the truth is, I haven't been okay during my hiatus from the show. Yep, even me, I haven't been okay. But I'm getting better, and I'm feeling better each and every day. Now, you may be wondering, were you sick? Did you have the flu? Did you have a cold? No. So here are some of the things I'm going to discuss tonight. Depression, insecurity, self-doubt, feelings of unworthiness, and being unhappy with where you are in life. These are all things that I have, and even to this day, still struggle with. Even people who love encouraging and uplifting the masses, even people who are leaders, they're still people just like you. So we are no different from you. We may just shine a little brighter or be a little bit more bold than some people, and we're willing to step up and speak, but we go through things just like anyone else. So, let's get into it. Depression. I have been struggling with this since I was about 19. I noticed this my sophomore year of college. The thing is, I did not know what was going on then. And all those years later, it wasn't until I was around 28 that I actually felt comfortable enough to talk to someone at a church that I was going to at the time. And she encouraged me to go to my doctor and to talk to a counselor. So that is what I did. So there are times when I have to go back into counseling, or I may have to see my doctor to be prescribed an antidepressant. Now, that's kind of taboo sometimes, especially with other believers, you know, church folk. They tell you that you don't need medication, doesn't make you feel better, it's a crutch, or you're just not praying hard enough. That's my favorite thing that I've been told before. When, in all honesty, sometimes it is a biological thing going on inside of your brain or your body, but my goal is never to stay on medication for long term. It is maybe more of a shorter term thing for myself. And again, it's different for everyone. I have known people that have been on it for years, and it helps them to function. And again, I'm not going to preach or anything like that. I'm just discussing my issues with it and how it has affected me. I like to call it a dark fog. That's kind of what it feels like to me. Like all of a sudden, you know, you'll be doing great. You may not be where you want to be, but life is going pretty good. You can't really complain about anything. And then all of a sudden, it's like you walked into this deep, thick fog inside of your mind, and you don't know how you got there, and you feel like you've walked into it too far to turn back around and come out of it. And sometimes you have to have other people come and help pull you out of it. It is not one of those just shake it off kind of things. And I have heard people say this before. You know, it's not one of those, oh, my boyfriend broke up with me and I'm sad and depressed and I'm going to eat a tub of ice cream. Okay, yeah, that happens, but the fog that I'm talking about, it's not one of those where it gets better in a couple of days or maybe a couple of weeks. It's one of those things where I actually know the signs of when I'm slipping, what I call slipping backwards. And if I don't do something to stop it, then the next thing I know, whether it's weeks or months later, I'm too far in it to do anything myself and pull myself out of it. So I have to have extra support outside of my circle, outside of church. You know, I have to go into counseling, and it is actually very good for me to have someone who is not biased, who doesn't know me that well or know my family that well, but can actually listen to me and help me reprogram my thinking or my mind and find better coping skills with things that come my way. So that is what, that's not the full story. Maybe I'll get into that one day. But again, with this podcast, I plan on being encouraging and uplifting, so I'm not going to be too depressing myself. That is not my intent for this episode. I really just want people out there that are listening that may be struggling with the same things to know that you are not alone. So many of us are going through this. And the thing is, a lot of us are suffering in silence. And that is something that I did for many, many years. I knew how to put on a good face when out in public or around other people. I knew how to smile and laugh like everything was okay. And on the inside, I was dying and didn't even really know or understand what was going on. So I want you to understand that it's okay not to be okay. But I'm going to share what things that I'm doing. So this week, I start back counseling with a therapist. I'm looking forward to it. I am back on medication. I've been on it for a little bit. This time, I'm going to allow my doctor to wean me off of it, because this is one of those, if you take yourself off of it, if you miss even a couple of doses, you're going to start feeling funny. I had about a good 2-week span where I missed doses and didn't take it for a minute, and I couldn't function. I mean, really, it's hard to explain unless you have had some kind of medication that makes you feel dizzy and just off. You just know something's wrong. So I will allow my doctor to wean me off. Again, for myself, My long-term goal is not to be dependent upon it, but if I feel I need it to bring up my serotonin levels, I will do that. But anyway, another thing that I'm doing is being more diligent with my quiet time with God, and how I'm praying. It looks different now. It's not just it may not seem something miraculous. You know, I may not have all these great revelations each time, but I'm trying to be more intentional in seeking out God and just saying, hey, I need you. And sometimes, some days, that looks like a prayer every 5 minutes. Like, God, I need you in this second, in this hour, to get through to the next hour. Sometimes you have to do that. And also with praying, not what I've started doing is shifting my prayers from being based on me to being more about other people. And things that people have said to me, hey, will you pray about this for me? I need this or I need that. And I just don't know where to turn. I'm trying to become more diligent about not just saying I'm going to pray for you and then not do it, but pray for them. And even when it makes me nervous, to go ahead and pray right then. That way that they know you are on their side with them, you're there with them, and that you are praying for them, and to continue to pray for them. So my prayer time is looking different now. And even though this is just recently what I started, I'm starting to notice a difference in how I'm feeling and how I'm able to handle when things don't go the way I was hoping they would go. I'm able to bounce back even quicker now. And also, keeping those in my close circle aware of how I'm feeling and letting the right people in. You know, here's the thing. When we feel down, we feel depressed, and we feel like all hope is lost, most times we retreat. We go by ourselves, you know. We don't want to be bothered, where you don't want to be bothered with other people's mess, or you don't want to bother people with yours. But forgive me, the exact scripture escapes my mind at the moment. But I remember reading in the Word that we are to tarry one for another. And my understanding of that is I'm to lift you up and you are to lift me up at the same time. Like, we're there for each other. I carry your burden, you carry mine. Well, not so much carry, but we balance it out. We lift each other up. We encourage each other. If there's some times in life you need help, you can't do it all alone or by yourself. And it comes with time, but I have started letting the right people in. These are women that pray for and with me. They call me to check up on me. They're diligent in our relationship because they encourage me. It's not just me reaching out to them, and I'm trying to make sure it's not just them reaching out to me as well. They pour into me as I pour, like as I do the same for others. They do the same for me, and they call me and tell me things like, hey, you need to get back on it. You know, I know you're having a rough time, but be encouraged, but don't stay down for too long. And these are women that I love dearly. Some of them are not in the same state as I am, and there are some from church. And I just thank God for being that good to me, even when I don't feel like I deserve it. He always sends me a reminder in the women that he's placed in my life. So these are those are the type of people you need around you in your circle to encourage you if you're going through things like depression, or you're just feeling down, or you feel insecure. You don't feel worthy enough. You don't feel like you're good enough. And I want to leave you with a couple things. So for anyone suffering from anything that I've mentioned, know that it's okay to not be okay. You know, even as a believer, we're all human, and it's not going to be a bed of roses every single day. Things are going to happen that are going to make us sad. We're going to feel devastated sometimes that, you know, when we lose things, a loved one, or even material things like losing a job, losing a home. Those are things that are stressful. Nobody wants to go through that. We all need shelter. We all need employment or some way to make money and bring in income. So it's okay to not be okay sometimes, okay? And another thing, sometimes we're depressed And it's because we're carrying stuff that doesn't belong to us, that isn't even ours to carry. How many times have you carried the burden of someone else and it just became too much? That is one of the things that I've struggled with here lately, is carrying burdens of other people. Burdens that aren't mine to carry. I'm not even supposed to be carrying my own burdens, right? So I'm definitely not supposed to be carrying a burden of someone else. So if any of you are doing that right now, you need to do as I'm doing daily and surrender that. We can't save other people. We can't be everyone's superhero. I'm sorry, we try to, but I think it's time for some of us to retire our capes, okay? Retire your cape, just throw it away. That's what I'm trying to do. The second thing is, talk to someone. You know, if you feel ashamed, you feel like you can't reach out to the people that you know, first off, I don't want you to feel ashamed, because it's human. A lot of us go through this. At some point, you may feel depressed about something. But if it ever gets to a point where you are diagnosed as clinically depressed, you need to reach out to someone. And if you don't have someone in your personal circle, reach out to a counselor. There is nothing wrong with going into therapy, and it doesn't have to be you going to your pastor. In fact, I wouldn't even encourage that. I would say you go to a therapist. And that is one thing I love about my church. They do believe in us taking care of ourselves and our mental health, and going to therapy every so often, or as often as you need to. It's good to go and talk to someone who isn't biased, okay? They're not going to tell you what you want to hear, or they're not just going to say things to agree with you. They're going to say it from a neutral perspective, where if you're saying, my life is over, everything, my life is ruined because of this one decision, your therapist is there to say, okay, let's rethink that statement. What's going good in your life? You know, sometimes you need people outside of yourself to ask you certain questions like that, so that you can change your perspective, so you can look at things in a different light and say, oh, wait, my life isn't ruined. I have everything I need in this moment to get through what I'm currently going through. My circumstances don't define me. In fact, God has my future. He knows the plans that He has for me. He said He had plans for hope for me in a future. So that means my current circumstances don't negate that. God already said it's done. So I can overcome my current circumstances. So it takes sometimes someone else outside of you to get you to see the big picture. And sometimes that person is not one of your close friends. It's someone you don't really know that well. And it's okay. We all need that at some point. So reach out to someone. If you don't have a counselor, if your company has an employee assistance program, use it, utilize it. It's there for a reason. Some people's jobs are killing them with the stress and the mental stress that our jobs can put us through. Use those resources that are available for you. You can get between 3 or even 5 free sessions with those kinds of programs. So use it. Everyone needs help at some point, and maybe even more than once. So if your current circle isn't trustworthy, if you were to go to them and say you feel depressed, or you feel unworthy, or you feel this or that, and they would just look at you like you're crazy or talk about you, it's time for a new circle of friends. So the last thing I want to leave you with is to take care of you. Take a break whatever it looks like for you. Some of us have been running and running and running and ripping and running and doing this and doing that and volunteering for this and that. You haven't given your body a break. Maybe some of you have gone 4, 5, how many every years without even taking a vacation, just working nonstop. And if truth be told, you probably feel like you're going to pull, like you could just pull all of your hair out and run around like a chicken with a head cut off. You need to rest. There is a reason why God rested on the Sabbath. And even if you have a job where you have to work on Sunday, you need a day to rest. You need some downtime. You need a vacation. You need to get away from work. You need to get away from whatever it is that's stressing you out. You need time for you. And, you know, sometimes the money isn't there for you to go away. Staycation. Do something that makes you happy. Do something that lights you up. If you like to throw paint around on a canvas, but you're not a, you know, a painter, who cares? Do it. Whatever it is that you love to do, if you love to sing and you can't even hold a note, do it. It doesn't matter. Just take care of yourself and learn how to rest. Because your body will, you don't want your body to give up on you or to put you down, because it will, okay? So, take care of yourself. So, that is all I have for you tonight. Again, I did not want this to be that heavy. I just wanted to be transparent and let you all know that I go through some of the same things, if not all, that anyone else does. And there are some of us out here who just are too afraid to talk about it because you feel like you're going to be judged. Well, you know, some people are going to judge you whether you do something or don't do anything. People are going to judge you. We can't control that. What we can control is how we react to things. And if you confide in someone and they do judge you, one, that's a lesson learned. And I know it hurts, but it's a lesson learned, and you know not to confide in them anymore. You know not to go to that person. And I find that sometimes if we pray and we ask God, God, I don't know what to do. I need help. I need someone to talk to. A lot of times he will send someone. It just won't be who you think it is. I'm telling you, God works through us, right, to help each other. He'll send people to you within different seasons of your life. The people that you think will be there in this season aren't there. And that doesn't mean they're bad people. That means that they just aren't meant to be there for you in that season. God has people for you for each season, for each thing that you go through, that, you know, through divine connections that are there to help you. So just allow him to send the people he needs to send to you and allow him to take away the ones that he needs to take away from you. But thank you so much for listening. And again, if any of you out there have thoughts of suicide or harming yourself in any way or someone else, please reach out for help, okay? It is really hard for those that are left behind. And when you think that death is the best option, because then you don't have to suffer with what you're going through anymore, there is help. So please, just one resource I can think of to give you is the National Suicide Prevention Hotline. You can call that number at 1-800-273-8255. They're open 24 hours a day. And that number again is 1-800-273-8255. Now, thanks again for listening. Remember to be healed, be whole, and be blessed. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Rebel Talk podcast with your host, Latasha Ledbetter. If you would like to sponsor or be a guest on the show, please email us at info@latashaledbetter.com.